Three husbands signified the Trinity of Georgia Tech and Peter, and then she was the sweetheart, the sponsor of the SAE fraternity of Georgia Tech for a year, and then she was the sponsor of the SAE fraternity at Emory University. And in those days, the way the university fraternity system worked was they had parties all over the year, and at the end of the year, fraternities would throw a big formal dance at one of the ballrooms in the downtown, not a hotel. Everybody would dress up, big long gowns for the ladies and formal attire. And then after the dance, there would always be a breakfast at a private home. And that's where we came in. 50 or 75 fraternity guys from one of those fraternities would show up around midnight at our home on West Andrews Drive and with their dates. And there would be grits and eggs and biscuits, and there was an outdoor Dixieland band that played. We had to warn all the neighbors around us that we would have a fraternity party at night so that they would know about it. And inevitably, as things went on, somebody or others would say to me, "Aren't you Judy's little brother?" And I would say, "Yes, I am." And they would say, "You know, I've been trying to get a date with your sister for several weeks, and I haven't been able to so far. I'm just wondering, if y'all are sitting around the table tonight at dinner time, does she ever mention my name?" And I would say, "Well, tell me your name, and I'll see you if you ever get mentioned." Julia and Ola Shivers got married in 1959, and they began their family. They got very involved in the children and all that that entails. And in the 1960s, I was away. I was at various schools and doing various courses of study. But Julia and I reconnected in the early 1970s. Again, I found myself back in Atlanta, and we reconnected continued our very strong relationship as brother and sister. In the late 1970s, Nancy, my wife and I got married. We didn't have our family. And at that point, Aunt Julia kicked into a different gear. You have never had an aunt like Aunt Julia. She gave our children the first and only dog that they ever had. Golden Retriever. She will be forever remembered for that. At Christmas time, there will always hand embossed monogram thank you notes and envelopes. And she would say, "I've done in there, but I've got to teach you all how to write a thank you note because y'all are good readers. People need to know when you write a thank you note that you know what you're doing, so I need to help you out on that." And all of our children would assume his life and say, "Yes, they do." That's what she said. When it came time for the SATs, Aunt Judy was right there, giving them, drilling them, and helping them not only learn what they needed to know about the SATs, but also the strategy behind how to get the absolute best performance that you could out of that. When our daughter became interested in theater and drama, participate in drama in a theater group in Roswell, Georgia. Aunt Judy was there. She was there in the front row. She brought her grandchildren along to cheer her, to encourage her, to support her in every way. When our youngest, John, graduated from college and decided to make his way in the world in Los Angeles, Aunt Judy said to John, "John, do you have a suit of clothes that makes a statement?" John said, "Well, I'm not exactly sure what that is." And Judy, she would say, "Well, John, you have to dress for success." She said, "Do you have that suit that so when you walk in that boardroom, you got to assume that you can work closeness. John said, well, I may not have exactly that suitcase. He called a friend of hers, Ben Bourgeois, in Los Angeles, and said, Ben, my nephew, John McCullough, needs a suit that makes a statement. Would you make sure that he gets one? And Ben Bourgeois did that, and Judy said, send me the bill. Many years ago now, she was attending a worship service at Peachtree Road in the Methodist Church. And she was approached by the chairman of the board of trustees at Peachtree Road at that point. And he said, Judy, I don't know if you know this or not, but he said, as a preacher, your brother's making a lot of money at that church that you serve. And she said, well, they ought to pay him a lot. He's the best one we've got. I've been a lifelong member of the Judy McCullough Shivers family. And I give God thanks for the honor. We're now going to open this up to family and friends who want to come and celebrate Judy's life with us now. So if there's someone out there who would like to go next, please raise your hand, and you can come forward and speak now. Anybody want to do that? Yes.